Repositioned, Kevin closed his eyes, trying to ignore the cold air licking his cheeks. In his mind, he went over the brief conversation he'd had with Felicia before leaving for the airport. He hadn't even considered telling her the truth about where he was going. She didn't know Martinez and Fisher, although knowing them probably would have just made things worse, and she certainly didn't know anything about the blackjack team. Over the past few weeks, Kevin had covered up his practice sessions with lies about extra swim team practices and a made-up linear algebra study group. Like Kevin's father, Felicia wouldn't have taken the time to understand that what he was doing wasn't wrong. Kevin felt bad about the lies, but he also enjoyed the idea of living a double life. He touched one of the wads of $100 bills attached to his legs and smiled. I feel like James Bond. The airplane jerked through a spate of turbulence, and Kevin opened his eyes. Martinez was finally awake, rubbing spit from his lips as he stretched his legs under the seat in front of him. Then he elbowed Kevin and pointed at the man seated across the aisle. The guy looked to be in his mid-40s, white, little John Lennon glasses, and an Oxford shirt. Kevin looked more closely and saw that he had a blackjack book open on his lap and a deck of cards in his shirt pocket. Martinez sighed. You see it every flight. Welcome to amateur hour. There's nothing that casinos love more than a guy who thinks he can count cards. The dude probably bought the book at the airport. Kevin laughed. At least he'll know basic strategy. That would be fine as long as he stops there, but they never do. He'll bet $5 a hand for an hour, maybe two. Then he'll see a group of low cards, and he'll think that means it's time to go crazy. He won't take into account that he's one deck into the shoe and the face cards have been raining like Niagara. He'll drop $300 by 6 a.m. Kevin knew Martinez was right. The average visitor to Vegas lost $300 during a weekend. Primarily male, middle-aged, visiting for 3 nights, spending another $300 on food, rooms, and entertainment, in addition to $300 for the flight. Altogether, that blackjack book would cost him $900. These weekend flights are the funniest thing, Martinez continued. On the way out, everyone's smiling, laughing, joking. They're all thinking about the great time they're going to have and how much they're going to win at the tables. The flight home is like a wake. Everyone comes home a loser. Except us, Kevin finished for him. Martinez shrugged. Sometimes we lose, but the longer we play, the more inevitable it is that we win. The opposite goes for the peasants.